Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Just got to note that this is the Amity Island of topics. We are moving on. No, we are moving on.
Those that don't know, Amity Island is where Jaws was.
Yep.
That was the town that Jaws took place.
Yes. That was not from the movie.
No.
That was from was that a news report?
Yeah, something like that.
And
idiot.
There were people that were in the water, and there were sharks in the water.
And it's not Doug. Everyone thinks it's Doug.
Everyone thinks that that's me yelling.
Well, because it sounds like you.
Yeah, it does.
Does it?
The idiot part really sounds like Doug.
Do you have the idiot? That sounds like me?
Yeah.
Idiots.
You don't hear it? Well, do it again. Sorry.
Idiots.
Oh, yeah, it's you.
Is it?
Yeah, 100%. Okay.
All right, cool. Anyway, we're going to move on.
Is this Shark Week? Gator, you watch Discovery.
May as well be.
It's partially the topic, but here we go. So Javi Baez introduced yesterday, signing with the Detroit Tigers. Let me ask you a question, if this was your takeaway. Players still want to play with Miguel Cabrera.
100%.
Miguel Cabrera is still, and put this in quotes, an asset in that regard.
I mean, the story I read this morning from the Free Press, Miguel Cabrera's name must have come up 6 times. And Javi Baez talking about specifically wanting to come to this team, likes this young team, thinks they're an up-and-coming team, that they've got a chance with him in the lineup that they can compete, likes to come to a team because it's got Miguel Cabrera on it. Everybody loves Miggy. He thinks Miggy can help. He wants to learn from Miggy to fix his swing a little bit.
Right.
Because he's got this ridiculous strikeout rate of over 33% last year. His career strikeout rate is 29%. So that means 1 out of 3 times he gets steps to play, he's going to strike out, which is horrific.
Too much.
Way too much. All this. So he needs to reduce that, and he thinks that by just simply observing Miggy and talking with Miggy, that that's going to help. I love hearing that. I love hearing that. And he recognizes Miggy's at the end of his career, but Miggy has knowledge. And I think a lot of players, when you ask opposing players about Miguel Cabrera, if they've had a chance to watch Miggy take batting practice, they all come away with the same way. They're like, this guy really approaches batting practice in a brilliant way. And if you watch him, it is brilliant. Miggy will hit a handful of baseballs to left field, then go to center field, then go to right field, then go back to right field, center field, left. I mean, he sprays it where he wants to do it. That's his routine. And he's a machine at doing it. And he's not the only guy that does this, but he's got a way of doing things at batting practice that gathers a crowd around because he's arguably the greatest right-hand hitter in baseball.
It's really cool that players still want to play with him and think of him as a draw to Detroit. As a player, we're seeing diminishing returns. At any given time, if we want to take phone calls of people complaining about the contract, we can.
Yeah.
And yet last year was really fun. with the, you know, the chase for the 500th home run and the 3,000th hit and all that stuff that people get excited about. Is there, and we've talked about this, is there a push, should there be a push to really try and make one more run with Miguel Cabrera? And from almost from a practical baseball standpoint is what I'm talking about. Like, is he still the kind of guy that can help you win a playoff series, help you win a championship? Can he be postseason clutch? You know, can he help you? Can he help you win a championship of any kind? And I don't know. I don't know if that's the case.
Like an overpriced DH or pinch hitter or something like that.
Right. I mean, look, even in his best day, would you rather have this Miguel Cabrera pinch hitting or Donnie Kelly,
yeah,
who was came up and had some big pinch hits for the Tigers, some important ones? I'd still probably rather have this Miguel Cabrera, and people will get mad and go, for $30 million. Right, got it. But he's under contract.
Or Chris Torver.
Can you use a Taylor. Guy?
Who?
Can you use a guy like Miguel Cabrera in any way to help you and an important baseball
game?
Well,
clearly they have a plan and they're sticking to it. And if they happen to be ultra competitive this year, yeah, then Miguel Cabrera is going to be part of it because he's going to be on the team.
Yep.
The thing about the, you know, you talk about Gator, like, that the players want to learn from Miggy. Yeah, they do. But if you watch the presser yesterday, you realize the Tigers are kind of using Miguel Cabrera as a recruiter, as someone who he was on the phone with Miguel first before he signed probably and was like, so what's going on over there? What's the plan? And Miguel was selling them on they're an up-and-coming team. They're, yep, they're hungry. They want to do this. They want to do that. And when he talked to him, he felt more comfortable, of course, like coming to this team because he talked to Miguel Cabrera.
Eduardo Rodriguez was the same way.
Yeah, exactly. And we heard all year long from the fans how they need to cut Miguel. He's a waste of blah, 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 all this stuff, other than the milestone chases, right? Other than that, yeah, everyone was negative about Miguel Cabrera. But really, he is an asset to bring other, whether you like the Javi Baez signing or not, he was an asset in bringing a free agent here, right?
Yeah.
And it could have been with Correa or whoever, but players around the league love Miguel Cabrera. The Tigers, if they want to, they say, hey, Miguel, could you talk to whoever? And he'll get on the phone and tell them, hey, we're building something here. And that's only a positive.
He had a horrible April and May. Miguel Cabrera did. Remember, we remember how awful it was. Yep. He was hitting below 200 at the time. It was terrible. In June, he hit 329. His OPS was 850. In July, he hit 280. His OPS was 753 for the month. In August, he didn't hit well at 235, but his OPS was at 748, so his hits were meaningful. Last month of the season, he hit 295, but his OPS dropped to 713. The point is, people get bent out of shape with Miguel Cabrera because of the contract he has and remembering the player that he was. And he's clearly not that player. However, the OPS would suggest for those middle 3 months there, when it's 850, 753, and 748, all those are well above the league average, that he still can be a productive player and still can contribute. Now, what he does outside of baseball, or outside of the playing field, it's a big deal.
Yep.
It's a big deal because guys do want to play with Miguel Cabrera. They want to be around Miguel Cabrera.
So the Birchie kid wrote a story and he tweeted it out and said, Mike's not going to like this one. But because Mike Valeni, very much against this signing. You and I are kind of in the middle.
I like it. I don't love it.
I like it because they got better. They got probably the fifth of the five shortstops. They made a financial commitment to him with a contract that really only benefits him. Like, he'll be here 2 years if he's really good. And I suppose that's cool if they get 2 good years out of him. But
or they could rework it. If it's really good, they can always change it.
But there's a good chance if he is really good, he'll be gone after 2 years. And if he's bad, is the only way he stays. But Birchie wrote, and I'm going to read this, Baez has had a higher war last season than the Tigers shortstops the last 4 seasons combined. At the game's premier position, the Tigers just went from dreadful to pretty effing good. In the context of their future, that should work. Baez doesn't need to be a superstar for the Tigers. Mind you, he's been one before. He led the NL in RBI in 2018, and he led the majors in defensive runs saved in 2019. His bat and his glove will win games, but the Tigers are winning championships with arms and with superstars from within. The arms are here. The superstars are coming for the next 6 years. Baez just needs to be the player he was last season. And yet there are some concerning trends, like his inability to hit pitches over 95 miles an hour, which I looked it up. And I mean, about 53% of the pitches he faced last year were fastballs. How many of those were above 95 miles an hour? They aren't all above. So, you know, he's still 60, 70% of the pitches he's seeing are in his wheelhouse. And yet, at the end of the day, I get all Mike's concerns because the trends could be this is a declining player that they just started a relationship with.
Yes. And some of these trends include the 2020 season, which I don't think is terribly fair because 2020 was this strange year, right? And a 50-game season or whatever. So I kind of throw that one out there. Last season was not – there were a lot of things that didn't go well for Javi Baez. They went much better once he got traded, but the first part of the season, the majority of his season, was not good. He was struck out at a ridiculous rate and just wasn't that same player defensively either. This guy's known as his magic, and that's his nickname, and yet he wasn't so much. And when you compare, the thing is, you're going to compare him to Correa because that's the guy that everybody wanted here. And defensively, Correa was so far ahead of Baez last year that it skews it a little bit and you forget about the previous years. Now, the problem is if it's a trend, and we won't know if this is a trend until a couple more years, but his OPS has gone down in the last few years. Since that great year 2018, it went down to 2019 and it certainly went down to 2021. It is concerning a little bit, but if it's not a trend, is this something he can snap out of and maybe to snap out of this the wrong way, but if he can reduce that strikeout rate from going from 33% to say 28%, 27%, it's a big difference. But I'm more concerned about what happens with him with the glove. Is he lost a step there? Because if he has, then there's reason to be concerned. But it's not, I don't know if that's necessarily fair yet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.